My name is Chelsea Leckford. I am 16 years old. Today is November 30th, and I am speaking with Alpha Stevens, who is my grandma, and we are in Los Angeles, California. Now, Grammy, tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
The most important people? Family.
And why?
Because they're always there for you, to support you. And whatever you're going through.
All right. Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life.
My mother.
And what lessons did she teach you?
How to be a mother, how to be a woman, how to survive.
What other lessons that she learned in life?
What other lessons?
What are the lessons that you learned in life? Like,
what are the lessons that I learned in life?
Mm-hmm. What important lessons did you learn?
How to support myself. How to be supportive of family and friends. Basically, just how to support myself.
Are there any funny stories people tell you from when you were growing up?
Yes, how I used to go to sleep at the table because I used to eat so slow and they still laugh about it.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs you can share with me?
I don't know any classic family jokes. I just know my brother Don is a jokester and he always has funny stories to tell, but songs were like those quartet songs, Just a Little Talk with Jesus, that was the family song.
What do you see as our family legacy?
Our family legacy is support, communication, growing together, helping each other.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Yes, I used to be such a crybaby and stay up all night. I would sing forever, and as soon as I put you down, you pop up like it was a new day.
Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Coushatta, Louisiana, and my childhood was great. I grew up on a farm. It was a lot of work. So we raised everything that we ate, and we had favorite cows, pigs, and everything. We named them, and we upset when they got killed for food. So I didn't eat any meat because I know it was one of my friends that they had killed.
Who milked the cows?
My grandfather.
What was my mother like when she was growing up?
Your mother was very, let me see how to say, very determined, very opinionated, very aggressive, and very spoiled.
Do you have any favorite memories about her, or stories about her?
Yeah, she would get upset and I'd spank her. She'd sit there on that couch and cry till her eyes was closed. She just would just sit there and just whimper. She had to have her way.
Did you like going to school?
I loved going to school.
Why?
I just loved going to school. I guess being with the friends, I was interested in learning. I just didn't want to be at home. I never missed a day out of school from the time I started. And back in the day, we called it primer, what they call pre-K now, and all the way through high school. I never missed a day from school.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
I didn't have any.
If you had any money that they were giving to you, what did you do with the money that you received?
I saved my money because I like to eat and I wanted to have a lot of money for my snacks. So.
Yeah. Snacks was cheap.
We didn't get chores. We didn't get paid for doing chores. It was something we had to do. So I didn't have a job. We had to go to school, so work was not part of school.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
No.
You would not?
No, I wouldn't want to go back and go through that again. My teenage years were good.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes and no. Yeah, because I kind of was. At first, I was going to be a music teacher, and I went through all of that, and then I ended up being a secretary, so that's how it changed. I didn't follow through on my plans, but I had a great career.
What are your favorite family holidays?
Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because I love the Thanksgiving meals. I love to cook. I love to fix the whole Thanksgiving spread.
What are you most proudest of?
Of my accomplishments in life, my job, my retirement, being able to retire at an early age and still continue to live on, and now with a part-time job, so that's good for me.
How did it feel retiring at an early age?
It felt wonderful, that because, you know, you don't want to work until you drop. So I retired, so I was able to stay home for a while and then still be able to work.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory was having Tanika, having my child, being born healthy and well.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a loving mother, grandmother, aunt, sister, cousin, one who likes to sing, and one who loves to cook.
Who taught you how to cook?
My grandmother.
Mm-hmm. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
Continue doing what you're doing. Stay on track. Don't let anybody get in your head. Don't let your circumstances determine your outcomes. Don't let the status of others disturb what you're doing. Have a plan in mind and go through with it.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening from years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass to them?
Always be respectful. Do what you say and be of your word. Your word is your bond. If you say you're going to do it, do it. If you can't, say no, and no is okay.
How important is honesty to you?
Very important, because that way you know if you tell the truth, whether you tell the truth or not, the truth will always come out. So it's just easier to be honest up front.
Do you go to church often?
All the time, yes.
What activities are you involved in church?
Deaconess ministry, kitchen ministry, music ministry, Sunday school.
That must be fun. When you met my dad, what did you think?
Well, when I met him, I thought he was very obnoxious. I didn't like him.
Obnoxious, like how?
Just rude. He used to tease me and pull my hair and stuff, so I didn't like that.
Oh, you're talking about Papa.
Oh, you said how did I feel about your dad?
Yeah, my dad. Grandpa, too.
Oh, I thought you said, oh. Well, when I first met your dad, I was very scared because I couldn't understand what he was saying. And I was afraid he was saying something, and I was saying something that was out of check. So I didn't understand him, so I was a little nervous around him.
What is your favorite meal to cook?
My favorite meal to cook for me is greens and cornbread.
Mm. Very good. On a late night out, what restaurant would you pick to go with your friends?
Tony Roma's.
What's good on Tony Roma's menu?
The onion loaf and the ribs.
Baby back. Yes. Who is your best friend?
My best friend is Mary Jenkins.
Has she taught you any? wisdom? Has she gave you any wisdom in these past years?
Not really. I think I impart more wisdom to her than she imparts to me, but basically just encouraging her, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And she encourages, and she's always praying for me for situations, yes, so she's good.
Do you think you have a good impact in our lives?
I think so, yes.
That's beautiful. Well, this is the end of the interview. Thank you for speaking with me. I enjoyed your answers, and goodbye.
Goodbye.